Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So today we're going to be talking about Lamar Whitehead, okay? The reason why we're going to be talking about Lamar Whitehead because he is still talking after being guilty of all five counts, right? So this is what's been going on. So even though Lamar Whitehead has been guilty of all five counts, he is now going on Instagram saying that he is innocent. Now, everybody knows based on the evidence that was presented, he is not innocent by far, right? It showed that he did falsify some documents. It also showed that he did take money from Pauline Anderson, in which that she has a case against him, which he still has to deal with as well, even after him being guilty. Basically, everything was proven in court of how he defrauded the system, defrauded everything, right? And so now he's on the internet saying that he's innocent. He's saying that there were some things that were not mentioned. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can find the video to play exactly what Lamar Whitehead has been saying. Because a lot of YouTube content creators have been talking about it, right? The other thing too is what he did was he also disrespected a YouTube content creator who also is a lawyer, not in the state of New York, but she is licensed, I believe, and I might be mistaken the state, but I believe she might be licensed in Texas, I think. I might be wrong, but he disrespected Pam, the law intellect. She is the YouTube content creator that has been following his case from the very beginning of when he actually was robbed in the church that he had, right? Up until now, she has covered all of it. All she has done was just did a lot of recaps. She did a lot of recaps. She has, showed the transcripts. She had access to Pacer. She showed the transcripts. And she basically explained everything of what was going on with his case as he went in and out of court. And so because of that, he is very mad at her. And he disrespected her. Not only did he disrespect her, but he's also blaming her for him being found guilty. I don't even know how that even is relevant because she didn't do nothing wrong. He committed all these crimes and he needs to just admit that he did it and be done with. Now, I'm no doctor, but some people might say that he is a narcissist. Allegedly, but again, I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose him, right? That's one thing that's been going on. Another thing that's going on, which I find so crazy, is that he has a sister. Her name is Siobhan. I think Siobhan or something like that. And apparently, she also has been arrested for fraud. So apparently fraud runs in the family. And then what was also found out that we all know that he uses Arthur Miller as being his father, right? It's being said now, allegedly, that his mother, he may have the wrong Miller. It's being said that his mother actually has messed with Arthur Miller's brother. So it may not be Arthur Miller who is his, well, we know that's not his father, but it could be his brother, Arthur Miller's brother, that it's a possibility that he may be Lamont's father. How crazy is that? But I guess you'll never find out because he doesn't want to take a DNA test. He was offered to take a DNA test to find out if Arthur Miller was his father through taking a DNA test with his sister, with Arthur Miller's daughters, but he declined it. So because he declined it, they feel that he may not be the son of Arthur Miller. But anyway, I'm going to keep up with everything that's going on with Lamont Whitehead. Oh, another thing too that happened, the lawyer has quit. His lawyer has quit working for him because he doesn't have any money to pay his lawyer. So now he doesn't have a lawyer. So now he's going to have to find another lawyer. Plus, he's going, because he's also trying to appeal the conviction. So he's going to have to find another lawyer that's going to actually be able to represent him for free in order to fight the appeal. Technically, to me, he's not going to win the appeal anyway. I believe that appeal is going to be denied. So, to me, in my opinion, he's wasting his time and wasting his breath trying to appeal. But, yeah, he can try if he wants to, but it's not going to work. He's still going to lose, right? In my opinion, it is not going to work. Right? So, anyway, good luck to him, even though we already know he's guilty. It's proven that he's guilty. The paperwork proves that he's guilty. The only thing that I feel bad for is the people that are living in that apartment complex and them projects that he had owned, because they don't have, I don't think they have found a landlord to run that establishment. And I hope when they do find one that they will be fair with them. The other thing too, he still has a case. He's still being sued by Glory of God Christian Center, the church that he illegally kicked out the pastor of. So even though he's been convicted of all of these counts of fraud, he still has to face the lawsuits that are against him. Even if he does become locked up, he's gonna have to face, he still has to deal with those lawsuits that are against him. His appeal, I believe, is in July. Or sentencing, one of them is in July. July 1st, I believe. So stay tuned. I am going to give more updates of it as time progresses. If there's anything else that happens concerning Lamont Whitehead, I will come back and give some updates on it. Okay. I am going to be doing another podcast in a few minutes. This one is going to be about Ahmaud Arbery. So stay tuned for that one. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.